Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient. Norma Murillo, Murillo, her address is 4091 County Road 99 West, Orland, California 95963. Her ID is XXX XXX 6480. License A8604829. Date of birth 11/18/1979. 49-year-old, married woman with three children. License A8604829. Email baby, B-A-B-Y, Tez, T. E-Z, 74@att.net. Occupation, assistant manager, North State Growers, 530-865-2112. Insurance is all caps CAS, number 2213-2353, ID 690-137-19501. Vision Pharmacy and Medical Coverage. Continued dictation on Norma Murillo. It is addressed to Deborah Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N-P-A-C, Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926, 5-5137. Phone is 530-894-0500. Fax 530-345-2532. Deborah Peterson and professional staff, thank you for referring Norma Murillo for neurological evaluation. With a history of personal and familial progressive neuromuscular weakness thought to be some form of muscular dystrophy. New paragraph, currently she complains of progressive weakness proximally in the upper extremities with neck pain and cephalgia. She has progressive weakness in the right lower extremity with distal lower extremity dyspraxia requiring a special supportive scooter. New paragraph, she has two children and has worked for a long time in a administrative capacity and continues to be employed despite her difficulty with prolonged ambulation producing neuromusculoskeletal pain. New paragraph, up to this time, the only medication she has taken has been Tylenol to control her painful symptoms after activity. New paragraph, she did not give any other substantial medical history of illness. New paragraph, many years ago, she was seen and evaluated by Dr. Evie Santo, Zantomd, an excellent neurologist in the Red Bluff, Redding area, undergoing extensive laboratory and electrodiagnostic testing. New paragraph, she has no records of this and does not know where they would be. Subparagraph, part of our function will be to try and locate both her personal and familial medical records since multiple members of her family are reportedly involved. New paragraph, today I had no additional medication as a therapeutic trial without additional laboratory testing results. Subparagraph, some testing may have been done recently, and we are looking for that information. New paragraph. Currently, today, she had no other complaints, as we discussed her recent and past medical history. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and need for evaluation with critically important diagnostic consideration, we will obtain electrodiagnostic testing in Reading, for which you'll be referred. New paragraph. I will be seeing her on a periodic basis as we review the outcome of her laboratory and neuromuscular testing. New paragraph, we are referring her directly to the neuromuscular clinic at UC Davis for further assistance in her evaluation and possible intervention. New paragraph, unfortunately, at this time, I have no other information to assist you with a qualified diagnosis, which will be coming after a period of additional workup, possibly with some therapeutic recommendations. New paragraph, this is an extremely pleasant, accomplished, and intelligent woman who will need supportive care for the rest of her life and possibly the lives of her children. New paragraph. Thank you again for the interesting referral, period.